seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture. And it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لعلي بن يقطين إن لله تعالى أولياء مع أولياء الظلمة ليدفع بهم عن أوليائه وأنت منهم يا علي.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam said to Ali ibn Yaqtin, "Verily Allah Most High has friends just like the friends of the oppressors, with the aid of whom he defends his friends. And you are one of them, O Ali."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues and conversations of the divinely appointed Imam, the seventh Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam. Now, when talking about the beautiful conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim wasn't always the initiator of these dialogues. So what we are trying to say is that many times it was the people or the companions of the Imam or the family members, the relatives of Imam al-Kazim who started the conversations, usually by means of a question.
It was in response to this question that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam would answer, and these dialogues would take place. In one such instance, we find that Ubaydullah ibn Ishaq al-Mada'ini, who was from Mada'in, which actually is in present-day Persia, the Islamic Republic of Iran, to be more specific. This brother by the name of Ubaydullah bin Ishaq al-Mada'ini, he asked Imam Musa al-Kadhim a very interesting question. He asked Imam al-Kadhim, "Surely the man sees me, and he swears by Allah that he loves me. Shall I swear by Allah that he loves me? Surely the man sees me and swears by Allah that he loves me. Shall I swear by Allah that I love him?" And so here, apparently, there was a friend or a brother who said that, "By Allah, I love you. You are my best friend in the whole world." And so this individual, he came and he asked Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, "Shall I also say, I swear by Allah that I love you too and you are my best friend?" It's interesting, sometimes we think that because another person shows us a lot of friendship, shows us a lot of love, care, kindness, you know, that we must respond in the same way. Even though, sure, if somebody is nice to you, you should be nice to them. If somebody is respectful to you, you should be respectful to them. But in this case, it's a little bit different. In this case, one person is swearing by Allah, you know, by Allah's name, I love you. In this situation, do you respond in the same manner? Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam answers and says that, "Try your heart." Meaning, look inside your heart, contemplate, look within the depths of your heart and soul. If you love the other person, then swear by Allah. Otherwise, do not swear by Allah. So here, one of the points that we take out is this idea that just because another person, shows this kind of love or respect to an almost extravagant extent where they are swearing by the name of Allah. First off, swearing in the name of Allah or swearing in the name of the Holy Prophet or the Ahlul Bayt, you know, these are things that one should refrain from. We shouldn't use Allah's pure name on some kind of oath or qasam, as they call it in Arabic, to swear upon the name of Allah for just any random old thing. You know, I mean, if you want to say somebody that you love them, that should be enough. You don't need to say, "I swear by Allah, by Allah's holy names, I love." No, I mean, that's not necessary. Yeah, when something is like a life or death situation, then, you know, even then, swearing upon the name, the holy name of Allah, is something that should be refrained from. But most definitely, do not swear in the name of Allah. Do not do a qasam in the name of Allah when you don't mean it. That is even more dangerous than honestly and truthfully swearing in the name of Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imamah of Imam al-Kadhim salamullah alayhi very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movements of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. He managed to anger Harun so much, for Harun to imprison him in those harsh ways. Why did Harun imprison him and his followers and torture them so harshly. He was angered by them. He didn't want to. They had a strong following. Why would Harun want to get people to hate him? He doesn't want that. Well, the only reason is because Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, is speaking, acting, doing things in a way where it really bothers him, it really angers him. Initially, he doesn't want to kill him, so he imprisons and he wants to break the Imam and he wants to break his followers, and so they torture them in their chambers, in the prisons, in the dungeons.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.